out of Psalm 62, verse 6. Psalm 62, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Let me read that again. This is from Psalm 62, verse 6. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. That's powerful. For many, many years, I've lived off of the portion of scripture that says, I shall not be moved, which means that anything that comes my way, he can't deter me from the highway or the direction that God is sending me in. So I'm going to read it one more time. I'm going to give you a couple of points because some of you need to see something's trying to deter what you're supposed to be doing. And if I'm right on it, many of you are experiencing this. Psalm 62, verse 6. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I shall not be removed from my motion that I'm moving in. Some of you need to hear this. Some things have been trying to move you. It can't stop God, but it's been trying to move you. And what you have to do is you have to make up your mind that whatever comes my way, because I can already see my future on the highway that I'm on right now. So I'm already engaged in where I should be going. I shall not be moved. It doesn't matter what's coming. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. You have to set your face like flint, and you have to power down. And when I say power down, you got to put your roots down in that thing and say, I shall not be moved. There's going to be always negative information, but there's a lot of positive information. When you get negative information, you got to say, I shall not be moved. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what the Lord has spoken in my heart. It's already been affirmed. I shall not be moved. There's always something competing for your attention that's trying to derail you from what God really has for you. So you have to say, I shall not be moved. Let me give you 3 points and then we're going to get ready to pray. But this is very important. I promise you, some of you are at the threshold, some of the greatest times of your life. You're at the threshold of the opening of a brand new opportunity that God is giving you. But there are things that are coming your way to try to move you, to try to move you off of what you believe, to try to move you off of the things that God has spoken to you. Mm-mm. But you got to say, I shall not be moved. Sometimes it's a known enemy. Sometimes it's a friend that's disguised. But I shall not be moved. This is when you gotta dig in. You gotta dig in. I say, I know what I know. I do what I know God has called me to do. I'm where God wants me to be. I shall not be moved. I can tell this is resonating with you because some of you thinking, well, man, what am I supposed to be here? That's the purpose of the opposition, to make you question whether or not you're supposed to be where you are. I shall not be moved. That's the purpose. It can't stop what God has for you. So what it does, it wants to remove you. It wants to kill your momentum. It wants you to question what you know is the right thing, because we're under the impression sometimes, just because we're doing what God wants us to do and moving in the direction that God wants us to move in, that there will be no opposition. Well, something wants to stop you, and that something is coming from darkness, but you got to buckle down and you got to say, I shall not be moved. I'm giving you every right to be stubborn against the thing that wants to stop you from doing what you know you ought to do. The only right that you have to be stubborn is when God has given you something and said something to you and sent you in a direction that you know is God ordained, that you can say to whatever that is, I shall not be moved. Now, let me give you 3 things here, and then we're going to get ready to pray. But I think I'm right in that vein this morning. In fact, I know I'm right in that vein, and I don't question that. People can question me, but I don't question what I'm hearing. And what I'm hearing is from God. And I know that slippery, slidey, slide devil has been trying to get you to move off of what you know you should be doing. But that is not going to happen, because you're going to say, I shall not be moved. Number one, listen to this out of the scripture, out of Psalm 62 and verse 6. Listen to this. Things will try to move you because of what God is doing in your life. Things will try to move you because it is God that's moving you into that direction. So other things will try to move you. They're trying to move you. Things are coming. They're trying to move you, but they can't move you because what you're doing is of God. I'm not just talking about preaching. I'm talking about God has given you something that's going to be beneficial to people around you. Anytime you have external care and external concern for the well-being of people, something is going to try to stop you, whether it be ministry, whether it be business, anything that will advance and bring clarity to others. There's going to always be something on assignment to try to move you. So they're trying to move you because what you have, you're moving in what God wants you to do. So you wouldn't have any problems if you were moving in the wrong direction. But because you're moving in the right direction, something wants to move you. It's a thing. Sometimes you really can't put a name to it a lot of times, but a lot of times it comes in all types of ways and forms. And you got to understand that. It wants to stop you because you're moving with God. Because you're moving with God, it wants to stop you. But you have to say, I shall not be moved. Number two, know that he, talking about God, talking about Jesus, he is a rock and he is the salvation. You is your salvation. These things are very important to know, which means he's the rock. He is the stability. He is the stability. And this is the assurance. He is your stability. So you lean on him. You base everything on him. And then it says the Savior. These things are important. He is your Savior. If he is your Savior, it means if you get in trouble while you're moving in the direction that he wants you to move in, and you're doing the thing that he wants you to do, he is obligated to save you. How did Peter get saved when he walked on water? Because Jesus called him out on the water. And if Jesus called you out on the water, the waves can't destroy you. The winds can't destroy you because Jesus called you out on the water. And if he's your salvation, he's your Savior, he's going to save you from whatever comes against you while you're on your way doing what he wants you to do. I shall not be moved. It doesn't matter how difficult it gets. It doesn't matter how long it lasts. I shall not be moved. And watch the salvation of the Lord. What did Moses say when they got to the Red Sea? God brought us all the way out here. And some of the people were chatting, God, we all the way out here now. And here we are. We're going to perish. We could have stayed where we were. Now that you're all the way out there now, because God led you. And now we're at the Red Sea. Seems like there's no way over that thing. But then Moses said, now we will see the salvation of the Lord. The sea that can drown is before us. Pharaoh and his army is behind us. Seem like we're locked in. But I shall not be moved. I am not going to stop believing. You want to know why? Because I am about to see the salvation of the Lord. They had never seen a miracle like what happened on that day. They had the rock, which was God or Jesus Christ with him. And then they had salvation, the saving power of God. Some people just think that, you know, when you talk about salvation, you're just calling people to the altar. No. Salvation, the saving power of God, shows up when you're in a place that you were led to by God. You were led to that place by God. Now the salvation, the saving power of God will save you in that which he has assigned you to. So you have absolutely nothing to worry about. You don't have to be moved by anything. My God, this is good stuff. Some of y'all were concerned. No, you don't have anything to be concerned about. Whatever's chasing you, And whatever the problem is before you, it's about to see God's salvation and saving power to come right there. Sometimes God leads you in a place and people know you love God. People know that you may not be perfect, but they know you love God. And when you get out there like that, especially with God leading you out there like that, God will come with his saving power to prove to everybody around you that he is God. It's not your reputation that's on the line. God's reputation is on the line, and watch God show up with his salvation, with his saving power. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm a living example. I've seen God and show up in a place that he led me to. I've seen him show up and save me and save the people who were with me and save his reputation. He's going to save his reputation. God, this is a word from the Lord. God's about to save his reputation on the project he sent you on. He's about to save his reputation because everybody know you are moving in what God placed in you, and you would not have moved unless God said. And now he's about to show up on your behalf in a saving way, in a deliverance way. There's a great deliverance that's on this way, if not already present in your life, and you're not about to look bad. In fact, you're about to look like God is really with you, because he is. Number three, I'm about to wrap this thing up. This is good stuff. If am I on point? I believe I'm on point. I believe I'm right in your home. I believe I'm in your business. I believe, yeah, I'm right there. I have the pulse right now. He's showing up because you feel like your reputation's on the line, but it is God's reputation, because you've been telling everybody that you serve God, that you love God, that you are a believer. Now, I want you to believe this, that some things about to open up for you that nobody thought would open up for you. And those who are chasing you, those who are criticizing you, about to see the salvation of the Lord. God is showing up for that belongs to him. Number three, and it says this in Psalm 62 and verse 6, it says this: God is defending you, so don't be moved. God is defending you, so don't be moved. For those of you, the Bible says in Psalm 62 and verse 6, he is my defense. He is my defense. You do not have to defend yourself. He is your defense. God is defending you, so don't be moved. He's defending you. He's pleading your case. You can be quiet. He said, hold your peace and I'll fight your battle. He is defending you. Some of us, we have a hard time believing that. Some of us, we go into war for ourselves. That's what the enemy wants. In order for you to go into war for yourself, you have to stop working on what God called you to work on. There's no way you can go into war yourself and then not leave the project that God gave you, the vision and the passion that he gave you. So don't use your enemy energy to war. Let God be your defender. He is defending you. You just stay right there. Don't be moved. Don't use your energy on ignorant stuff. Use your energy on your project. God is defending you, so don't be moved. Some of y'all had some stuff that was you were tempted to engage in something that would take the energy that you need for the thing that God has assigned you for. It exhausts you. Don't give it your energy. Stay with it. Stay focused. God is defending you. Stay focused. Stay on your assignment. Remind yourself of the orders I have. Don't deviate over into things. It's a temptation. It wants to move you. It wants to move you. It sees the progress that you're making. I'm telling y'all, it sees the progress you're making, and it wants to absorb your attention, your power, your focus. No, but not today, because you got a word. So now we're going to let the Lord, because he has it in scripture. He's the rock. He's the salvation. It describes him. He is the defense. So he is defending us. So don't be moved. So I'm going to go over this again. This is a reason we're not moved. Why are we not moved? Because he is my rock. I'm not moved because he is my rock. My time is getting short. He is my rock, so I'm not moved. He is my salvation. He shows up and saves me, especially when I'm on the assignment that he's given me. He's going to show up and he's going to save me. He's my salvation, saving me from myself, saving me for others. He's still there. And because of these, He's my rock. He's my salvation. And he is my defense. He is my defense. He is defending. He's constantly defending. He's defending now. He's been defending a long time ago. He'll be defending from now on. He's defending you. Okay, don't try to defend yourself. He is defending you. If you allow him to defend you, if you allow him to be your salvation, your saving power, if you allow him to be the rock, the stability in your life, you shall not be moved. It's settled. It's settled. You should not be moved. He is defending you. He saves you. Just at that point when they think that they're going to celebrate your demise, no, he is defending you. He is your stable. He is your solid place. Don't worry about anything. Use your energy on the thing that he has assigned you to. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your focus. I'm going to pray. I believe this has helped somebody this morning, because if God said it, that settles it. Amen to it. This is how it works. God's got some people who have their ear to heaven, and then they were willing to open up their mouths in boldness and decree and declare the things that God has for you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you and we bless you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for being our rock. We thank you for being our salvation. We thank you for being our defense, so we shall not be moved. As long as you're in place, we have nothing to worry about. Father, those who are carrying pressure, those who are being diverted by something that they don't even need to give time to. They don't even need to give their energy to. Father, we put them back on course now. And as we put them back on course now, they shall not be moved. Father, those who were almost, even in this day, they were tempted. If this is still going on tomorrow, this is what I'm going to do. No, you're not going to be moved. You're going to stabilize yourself. You're going to focus. You're going to get on that rock. You're going to believe if you need to be saved. And I'm not talking about saved. Jesus coming in. Jesus is already in many of your lives. If you need to be saved from something, I believe the salvation of the Lord. And I pray that the salvation of the Lord comes today. Save you from whatever that is that seems destructive, that seems like it wants to take you out. It will not take you out. Father, I decree it. I declare that you are their defense. And because the word said it, we believe. Believe it, God. We cultivate it, God. We rely on it. We quote it. I shall not be moved. And because we're quoting it, we understand you bring stability to our lives, Father. You bring your saving grace to our lives. You defend us. And because of that, we're not going to be moved. We have faith that whatever we're dealing with now, whatever is going on now, will not get the victory over us. It will not be triumphant over us. It will not have a victory celebration because of a defeat of us. We will not be moved. Father, there's no way anything in this earth, anything in this universe can defeat your power, can defeat your might, can remove you from being a rock, can remove you from being our saving grace, can remove you from defending us. And because of that, we shall not be moved. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for the hearers. We thank you for those, God, who are believing and trusting you. And Father, you are our vindicator. We will not vindicate ourselves. We will not retaliate. Father, we decree and declare that we believe we shall not be moved. We're going to walk in a new dimension of grace on our lives, which means trouble don't impact us anymore. Things don't remove us off our focus like they used to do, because we have that grace upon our lives, because we understand we shall not be moved. Father, before the battle starts, we've already won. Before the contest is over, we already have the victory. We thank you today for your word being fortified in our lives, fortified in the atmosphere around us, fortified in our homes. We thank you and we bless you, Lord, that you're doing such an amazing thing. And we thank you for those who are willing to process and hear the word of the Lord, so that they can walk in the victory that you have for them. God, we decree and declare over the lives of your people unusual victory. We decree and we declare over their lives, God, unusual favor. We decree and declare over their lives, God, that your saving grace shows up in the whole world. Let it be noised abroad, Father, the victory that you gave your people. This morning, I decree victory in every area of their lives, victory in their health, victory in their finances, victory in their family relationships, victory, God, right now, because you are their rock, you are their salvation, you are their defense right now. And because of all that, we shall not be moved, so we have the victory. Father, what you said about us, we believe it, we receive it, and our minds will never change about it. We have now processed it. We have now caught hold of it. And Father, we are now determined. And we're not going to let anything move us off of that which you have ordained for our lives. Because if you ordained it, Father, all the elements of this earth, all the elements of creation has to yield to your creative ability that you use to sanction and to affirm and to ordain. Father, these are times that you have sanctioned it, you have ordained it, you have confirmed what you have going on with us. And because of that, we will not be moved. We will not be moved. We're not going to be shaken. We're not going to be nervous. We're not going to be fearful. We're not going to be upset. Well, no, we're not going to walk in any of these things because we believe what your word has said, and we trust you. We trust you with everything in us, Father God. And we pray right now. We pray even from the Davidson family. We pray for them right now. Father, they shall not be moved. Father, there's a miracle in every problem. There's a miracle in every mess. God, you got something that you're going to work out. I don't know how you're going to do it, but we shall not be moved. And anyone, God, that's in any area of pain and suffering, any level of attack, they shall not be moved. They shall not be moved. Your word said it. You are our rock. You are our salvation. You are our defense. We will not be moved. We're going to keep worshiping. We're not going to let anything interrupt our worship. We're not going to let anything interrupt our service towards you. Why? Because we're not going to be moved. God, cover all of those who are traveling. Cover those who are doing things outside of the church. Cover those who are working in the community. Cover those who are on their jobs. God, being a light to a dark world. Cover them. I believe it now, God, that they shall not be moved. God, they will not suffer. God, you will give them victory over any opposition in any sector of life you call them to. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise today. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. Wow. I know that's been on it. Oh, Lord. Somebody said, oh, hey, somebody feels like running, but don't run while you're driving in the car. Slow down. Just process what you're hearing, because this is what God has for you. And I want you to say it all day long, because it's scripture. It says it in Psalm 62 and verse 6. I shall not be moved. Just say it. People may not know what you're talking about, but your answer with scripture and the power and authority of scripture says, no matter what report you get, I shall not be moved. I'm not going to deviate from what I believe. I am going to wear doubt out. I'm going to wear accusations out. I am going to wear the devil out, because I shall not be moved. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And you have every right to it. And go ahead and let everybody know that you would not be moved. God bless you. We love you. Myself and Lady Davis look forward to seeing many of you on tomorrow night. Looking forward to Saturday. Go ahead and spread that word. Hey, it's just going to get better and better and better. If I was going to use other words, it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. So don't you miss it. Don't miss it at all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.